AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles. 19-year-old Peyton Gendron, charged with killing 10 black people at a Buffalo supermarket earlier this year, today entered pleas of guilty. His attorney, Brian Parker.
Though the federal case continues, his actions today ensure that there will be no state court trial, and he will not appeal.
The pleas carry a mandatory sentence of life in prison with no chance of parole. Mark Talley lost his mother in the killings.
At the end of the day, do I feel that this will cause change in society? They say America's national pastime is baseball. The truth is, racism is America's national pastime.
Charges have been filed against Connecticut police officers for their role in transporting a man arrested on weapons charges. CBS's Steve Dorsey.
State prosecutors have charged the five New Haven police officers with reckless endangerment and cruelty. It comes after 36-year-old Randy Cox was injured in the back of a police van when the driver braked hard, apparently to avoid a collision, according to police. Cox pleaded for help, saying he couldn't move, but officers accused him of faking his injuries and dragged him by his feet to a holding cell.
Today is Cyber Monday. More than 60 million Americans are expected to buy something online. CBS's Jared Hill.
Amazon and other retailers have been working to attract holiday customers well before today, offering deals since October. That may lead one to wonder if Cyber Monday is still an event. Eric Matisoff from Adobe Analytics says the short answer is yes. The National Retail Federation predicts nearly 64 million Americans to do some shopping today.
The fact that Cyber Monday is a big deal is because it's been ingrained into the culture. Folks expect to have big discounts on that day.
Jared Hill, CBS News, New York.
There is more fallout from bird flu that's impacting the nation's chicken and egg supply. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Agriculture officials in Nebraska say nearly 2 million more chickens must be killed after bird flu was found on a farm in the northeastern part of the state. It's the latest sign that the outbreak continues to spread. It's already caused the slaughter of more than 50 million chickens nationwide.
At the White House today, First Lady Jill Biden unveiling special Christmas trees that are part of the White House holiday display.
The Gold Star trees honor and remember those who laid down their lives for our country and the families who carry on their legacies.
At the World Cup today, a brief disruption during the Portugal-Uruguay match. A protester ran onto the pitch waving a large rainbow flag. The host country, Qatar, has come under attack for its lack of gay rights. On Wall Street, the markets closed down, the Dow off more than 500 points. This is CBS News.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil keeps going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're a serious and qualified SEC-accredited investor, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects. The U.S. government needs your investment in oil and is allowing you to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel. Call 800-278-7455. Encore Energy is a very active oil and gas operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Get this big tax deduction for 2022. Hurry before it's too late. Call 800-278-7455. That's 800-278-7455.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Portage County Sheriff's Office has released the names of the suspect and victim involved in the homicide investigation, which occurred on Sunday, November 27th at approximately 12:26 a.m. Deputies responded to 10263 Yellow Brick Road in the town of Amherst in Portage County following the report that 92-year-old Clarence H. Banks had been shot and killed by 78-year-old Miles W. Bradley. Bradley and Banks both resided at the address. Prior to Banks being shot and killed, Bradley and a third individual who also resides in the house engaged in a verbal argument. Bradley armed himself with a handgun during the argument and made a statement that he was going to kill Banks. When Banks entered the room where the argument was taking place, Bradley shot and killed him. A fourth individual who lived in the residence called the Portage County Communication Center. Bradley was taken into custody and charges have been requested for first-degree intentional homicide. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy tonight with a chance for scattered snow showers. Lows level off around 33. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow. Mixed precipitation likely. Highs around 41. Mixed precipitation likely again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 21. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 43.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Responsibility and gullibility. We must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Good. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, a new Badger head coach Monday. Dominic A. Shocker, Luke Fickell, hired from the University of Cincinnati, the Bearcats. He's being introduced in Madison, Wisconsin, the new head football coach of the University of Wisconsin Badgers. I believe we're going to take our feed live from Learfield, our partners with WFHR, WRCE, and of course, Waxy, Lake Air, and Amory. Let's go to the press conference. Athletic Director Chris McIntosh should be introducing the new head coach anytime now. We got time? Okay. So, Dom, this is obviously big news. The highest paid state government employee in the great state of Wisconsin got fired after, what, about three games of the season? Maybe four, something like that. I forget. 2-3, so I guess it was five. That was Paul Christ. And then his defensive coordinator, Jim Leonard, obviously a long and storied history, walk-on, All-American with the Badgers, NFL career, was waiting his turn. And his turn seemingly had come. He got the interim role, and he marched the Badgers down the field. A better second half of the season. They beat Purdue. But I was at that game Saturday, Dom. And one Graham Mertz pass may have cost Jim Leonard his current head coaching dreams. Down in the fourth quarter, Mertz just sailed one, man. And I was in Section W. Thank you to the good folks at Learfield for providing my courtesy tickets on Saturday, Dom. And I got to tell you, it was a disappointing way to end Senior Day. To lose
well,
the Paul Bunyan
I saw
the, for a second,
the news reports, Crudy, and I sent it to you immediately, the Journal Sentinel, because we've been talking
about You were hours late on that, man.
And because I was surprised, and I think a lot of people apparently were surprised. Now, I'm not the big Badger fan like you are, Crudy, but certainly it seemed to be that this guy, Jim Leonard, would just be, you know, walk on and take the job. Journal Sentinel reporting that Leonard had publicly expressed his desire, of course, we know this, to take over as a full-time head coach, but a source close to the UW program said on Sunday that Leonard was blindsided and devastated by the news.
I feel like Graham Mertz was blindsided at least a couple times in that game. Unfortunate, Braylon Allen, their sophomore running back, the star of the UW program, and Braylon Allen did not play on Saturday. And it was a
hard way to end the season, at least the regular season, without your star running back. And obviously, I think maybe the outcome could have been a little different. You know, you pound it downhill, and maybe you get a few more yards, and you can score that touchdown late in the fourth. And maybe Jim Leonard becomes the head coach. But I got to think, if Jim Leonard was the right fit, I mean, they posted this job about a week in advance. And if they wanted Jim Leonard, well, they could have had Jim Leonard, obviously, right? He was right there. He wanted the job. And he was probably cheap relative to this new hire, Dom. The new guy, $6.5 million man. And that's before they do the coaches show and the courtesy cars. And I bet he's got a few courtesy tickets to give out as well. Over here, Luke, could always use a couple of good Badger seats. How are we doing at the press conference?
Nice, long introduction. We're opening it up. We're thanking him. Lots of close-to-the-mic
Well, you know, this is actually, they told us this would be sort of a split-up event. First, the rich guys get to meet him, right? You know, with cash comes access. So they're having an upstairs, a very private meeting, this one being held. The spokesperson right now for UW is Matt LePay, the guy I always wanted to be. What I want to be when I grew up, I want to be Matt LePay, and he ain't leaving. So
Matt LePay's still Matt LePay. You can't have two Matt LePays, Crudy.
Yeah, but you could have, you know, Crudy following.
Yeah, man, you're Crudy. Don't worry about it, man. You're good the way you
are. Future voice of the Badgers, Crudy. I don't think LePay's leaving, and he is the best. And they're introducing the new head football coach here in the state of Wisconsin. This is kind of big news. When we had our little company meeting this morning, it's all anyone was talking about. Evan tells us we're ready. Let's take it live. Matt LePay introducing the new head Badger football coach, Luke Fickell. Struggle with Luke.
Consecutive seasons. A very highly decorated player and an academic All Big Ten honoree. Chris McIntosh returned to UW-Madison 8 years ago.
Now he's introducing the athletic director.
I believe most of you in this room know, took over his current position on July 1st, 2021.
And he's been doing some redecorating.
College athletics took a dramatic turn with the changes going on with NIL and all the rest. That was when he started, July 1st, 2021. Yet with all the changes going on, he is a man who very clearly embraces tradition and all the values that have made UW Athletics so successful, while always, always looking for ways to keep building and continue the pursuit of championships. Please welcome Director of Athletics, Chris McIntosh.
Chris has been firing some people this year. But today's the big announcement. The new head football coach, Luke Fickell, being introduced.
Wait for it. Thank you, Matt. How about a round of applause for the voice of the Badgers?
Could be Crudy.
I'd like to thank you all for being here today. It's an exciting day. Since October 2nd, there have been two priorities. Priority number one has been to maximize this season for this team. And it has been an incredibly difficult season for many reasons. I couldn't be more proud of this team for the way that you've pushed through adversity, for the way that you've competed. Thank you.
A 6-6 finish for your Wisconsin Badgers.
I'm grateful for the approach that our coaching staff took, given incredibly difficult circumstances. Day in and day out, their priority has been to maximize this season for these young men. But lastly, this university, this program, me personally, we owe Coach Leonard a debt of gratitude. Jimmy's standing within our program has grown beyond imagination. He's poured himself into this program as a player, as a position coach, as a defensive coordinator, and as the interim head coach. And for that, we should always and eternally be grateful. The second priority. I said on October 2nd that I owed it to this program to to conduct a national search to find the best leader that positions this program for long-term success. There have been so many people that have contributed to this process, the process that leads us here today, and have many thank yous to share. First and foremost, thank you to Chad Chatlos at Turnkey for assisting in this search. Thank you to my senior staff, especially Marcus Sedbury and Craig Hansen, to our campus partners, in particular Rob Kramer, Nancy Lynch, Brian Vaughn, Patrick Sheehan, our athletic board chair Ann Sheehy, and faculty rep Pete Miller, and to everyone that helped make this event here today possible. Thank you to UW System President Jay Rothman, our Board of Regents, especially Regent President Karen Walsh, but a most special thank you to Chancellor Mnookin. Chancellor Mnookin was there for me every step of the way during this process. You were instrumental in the success of this process, and I'm so grateful for your support. Thank you. And now I'd like to talk about the future. But before I do, the comments I make about the future
Wisconsin forward
are meant to stand on their own. It's not about comparison to anyone or to anywhere or to any other era. When I took this job a year and a half ago, I spoke about building something special that we could all be proud of. I spoke about building upon a strong foundation, one that had been built over the course of decades, one that honors our values, one that does it the right way, not necessarily the easy way, but the right way, and one that always puts our student athletes first. We needed to find a person that believed in the same thing, a person that aligned with and could demonstrate their ability to deliver. And I couldn't be more excited about the person we found. I can't wait to partner with Coach Fickell to build upon something special here at Wisconsin, something that we can all be proud of. And now, at an occasion like this, the conventional approach would be for me to read from a list of Coach Fickell's many accomplishments. And I can assure you it is a long list.
No
list. While Coach Fickell's accomplishments are incredible, what excites me the most is his approach, his expectation on a day-to-day basis. It's easy to believe that games are won on Saturdays. The reality is games are won by dedication on a daily basis, dedication to preparation on a daily basis. And what struck me most about Coach Fickell is his dedication to a proven process, one that has demonstrated results and success. His process is not just limited to winning football games. His process teaches young men how to be successful in life, off the field, on the field, in the classroom, now and beyond. Friends, it is time for us to get excited about what the future of Wisconsin football holds. It's time to dedicate ourselves to making those aspirations a reality. Wisconsin is committed to being successful in a changing world, beginning with the way our football program operates, beginning with the construction of facilities and the embracement of opportunities like NIL for our student athletes. But success will require a commitment from all of us. It will require support from all of us. There's no doubt Wisconsin is playing to win on the field and in the classroom, now and beyond. And for the young men in our program, we believe that this experience can be transformational. Luke Fickell believes the same thing, and that's what I'm most excited about. It's time.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org.
Was Athletic Director Chris McIntosh introducing the new Badger head coach, Luke Fickell. We'll take you back as soon as they get to the coach's remarks.
We're in continuing coverage right now.
I hear the Learfield reps talking down the line there. You monitor and you let us know. As soon as it's possible to go back and actually hear the coach's remarks, we'll go back into the room at UW-Madison. A little extended Sports Talk Live coverage going on here at the Devil's Advocates.
Right, man. Like the old days, Grudy.
It is not that common that the University of Wisconsin hires a new head football coach until this year. Apparently, it's become a little more common stance this year. But anyways, Chris McIntosh, after introducing the 30th head football coach with an interim title, now has introduced the 31st, Luke Fickell, a guy who comes with a very impressive resume. Let's meet the coach. Play it for the people, Evan.
I could be here, obviously, without an incredible amount of people that I need to thank. And I won't list them all because, obviously, I would forget somebody. But I do want to start off, obviously, with Chancellor Mnookin and her leadership team. I appreciate what you guys have done and giving me this great opportunity. To President Rothman, I appreciate obviously everything that the trust and that he's putting in me, to the Board of Regents, to President Karen Walsh, to the Athletic Board, to Dr. Ann Sheehy, to the faculty rep Pete Miller. Thank you for believing. I know this is, like I told the guys today, a little bit of blind faith. You know, maybe you do a Zoom call or something like that. Maybe they can look some things up, but there is some over here to have as we continue this and begin this new journey. So thank you for all that, everybody that's been a part of believing and giving me this opportunity. Special thanks obviously to Chris. I know this wasn't the easiest thing in the world, and to step outside of a comfort zone and believe in me and figuring that there's some differences and there's some changes, and being open to this. And I believe that this one of the big reasons why I'm here, not just because of Chris, but in our ability to have a partnership, our ability to find ways in this new evolving landscape and of moving this program, this athletic department, everything that we do forward. And it's got to be a partnership, and there's got to be a relationship, and there's got to be a lot of trust. And I appreciate that from you. Obviously, thank you to my family, to my wife most in particular, that the rock, as we all know, the kind of the strength behind this whole thing that gives me the opportunity to spend so much time with 100 and some 18 to 22 year olds and maybe not as much time with the six of mine at my house. Thank you for allowing me to chase this dream and this passion that that I have of coaching and developing young men. I couldn't do it without you. To all my kids, to my daughter Luca, to Ashton, to Aiden, Lake, and to Lucian, for allowing me to uproot you, start this journey all over again without batting an eye. To my oldest son, who's not here, I appreciate him as well. And it's most difficult sometimes on the family, because real soon here, guys, we'll go to work, and those blinders will go on and just start rolling. And a lot of times, there's a lot of others that that don't get the credit they deserve. And I know for this that this is a family thing for us coming here, us moving here, us uprooting. Just like I told those guys that when they get to know me, we'll create a family. My family will be a part of this, every bit of part of it. And so I appreciate them for giving me this opportunity and allowing me to do this. To the University of Cincinnati, where to President Pinto, to John Cunningham, who were my bosses over the last 6 years, all that they've done for me and given me the opportunity to be standing here today, the support that I needed, the belief as we continued to grow, what it is that we did there. I appreciate them. I thank them. to all the coaches that that helped me get here. Obviously, the coaches at the University of Cincinnati in particular that were assistant coaches, and obviously we had a bunch. That was one of the tougher things, is there was a lot of change and a lot of role through that. But all those guys came in, believed in what it is we're doing, bought into what we were doing, stayed aligned, and give us this opportunity, and me in particular, this opportunity to be where I am. And really the most important group of all to the former players that I had. What was it about? I told those guys about 6 hours before I talked to them. I stood in front of a group of guys that I owe everything to. I mean, that's why I'm standing here. I know that there's a lot of people to be thankful for, but there's no way we can do this. I know I couldn't do this without the guys that I had there. And what it is that they did for me and for my family and for a lot of us, we all work really hard in this profession, but if you can't get the guys behind you to believe in you, you can't get those guys to do things that they don't even believe they're going to do, then we don't have these opportunities like this. And it's amazing sometimes that those guys do what they do for us, and then there is a lot of change in their life. But we all understand it's a part of it. I told the team yesterday that change is inevitable, right? There's change in all of our lives. Growth is what's optional, and we have to choose to grow. You know, we have to choose to grow. There's a lot of change in my life as well. And I know that for us in particular, as a group of men together, we're all going to be growing together through this change. And it's never easy. It's never easy, but the things that are easy aren't what last. The things that are easy aren't what's going to get us to where we want to go, to get us back to where we deserve and believe we need to be. And as we go through this, we will do this together. And that's what I want them to know more than anything. This is bigger than me. This is bigger than any one coach. You know, this is about a team. This is about a group of men. This is about a guys coming together and believing, even through all these changes and different things that are going to happen, that we build something, you know, and we build it together. Because where there's a couple people that reap the rewards of success, you know, it's usually the head coach and the quarterback that are the guys that continue to move on and reap the success. But we know how it really has to happen. And it's got to happen from within. And there's no other way that I know of doing it. And I'm excited about this opportunity, as I hope you all can envision and see. I'm not one to stand up here and make bold statements by any means. I'm not one to make outlandish, you know, goals and things that we're going to be able to do. I can promise you this, that I'm going to get these guys to believe in what it is that we do, buy into the things that we do, the way that which we do them. And it's going to be because they see trust, respect, and love that that I have for them every single day, through the ups, through the downs, through the most difficult times. But that's what it's a part of. And the change is inevitable. The growth is what's optional, and I'm willing to grow. I met with a lot of these guys today. I felt really good about their ability and their willingness to grow. And for 4 or 5 hours I spent with these guys today, I realized why this place is so special, why they've had incredible success. And not once did we didn't go to the weight room. I didn't watch a film. I didn't see a guy make a tackle. I didn't see a guy run a 40-yard dash. I didn't see a guy do a bench press. But I saw a bunch of guys tell me what their heart really felt, what they felt about this place, how they felt about their teammates, what they felt about the locker room, and what success was to them. And I had the greatest relief. I haven't even had a chance to tell my wife. I had the greatest relief of when those guys walked out of knowing that I'm in the right place, I'm with the right group of guys, and I'm excited to go to work. So I appreciate that. I promise you'll get a lot more of me, more than maybe you want at times, but I'm incredibly excited for this opportunity. I'm incredibly excited to get started, and we can't get this thing rolling fast enough. So, Chris, thank you. Everybody, thank you. I appreciate it. On Wisconsin.
That is new.
So that is
Badger head football coach Luke Fickell. And no one saw it coming, Dom, but we played it for you live because, you know, when the most expensive employee in the state governance system gets hired. And let's not forget, he had to fire the last coach. That cost us $11 million on the way out the door. So there are some well-heeled donors that they wanted success now. That's what this means, success now. You hired a former Buckeye. I mean, that's really making a compromise. Come back!
Right.
When you say devil's advocates, you've said it all.
The Shaw 101.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place, you know, that spot that only you know about, and instead of what you came for, you found something a little different? What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number, 1-800-662-HELP? What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Marshfield community came together on Sunday to honor the memory of Cameron Kirschbaum, who died from an overdose more than a month ago. Tattoo artists from across the state provided fresh ink to hundreds of people during a 12-hour tattoo benefit to continue Kirschbaum's legacy. His father, Thomas Kirschbaum, is a tattoo artist and owner of Midwest Tattooers in Marshfield, and Cameron had begun an apprenticeship with him before his death. The event also had music, raffle baskets, and Sharpie tattoos for kids. The Wisconsin Elections Commission meets this week to certify the November 8th vote. County election managers finished their count last week. There are no recounts in any statewide races this year. Once the ballots are certified Wednesday morning, we'll have an official number for voter turnout. In sports, Philadelphia beat the Packers last night. The Bucks beat Dallas, and Luke Fickell is introduced today as the Badgers' new football coach. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy tonight with a chance for scattered snow showers. Lows level off around 33. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow. Mixed precipitation likely. Highs around 41. Mixed precipitation likely again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 21. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 43.
And it's all about the money, baby. I mean, the donors must have been pressuring the athletic director, Chris McIntosh. This is a very, very expensive change of direction from
Polkquist. You think you got to pay the guys leaving, and then you got to pay the new guy coming in. According to the Journal Sentinel, Fickle was set to make $5 million for his sixth season at Cincinnati. And what, six and a half now, you're saying, Curdy?
$6.5 million. Estimated salary. But that's, of course, plus fringe benefits. You know, big-time college football pays well. Quite well.
Yeah, apparently so, man. I don't, you know, and I love your college football, and the Badgers are great, you know, the home team. I mean, these are kind of obscene numbers, I gotta be honest. I mean, how about give the guy $1 million and let him use his name, image, and likeness to go hustle up the pizza joints like the players and see if he can get some extra money that way?
Dom, are you feeling a little angry because he started to make big time radio money like you?
Yeah, yeah. $6.5 million. I'm still waiting for my Soros check.
Yeah. Well, Dom, here's what I would say. This is a win now attitude. The reason we hired this guy is because he's got a track record of success at the very highest levels. This is not a, you know, get all the good local kids and develop them into walk ons and fine athletes through the course of time. This is the sort of guy that hopes to bring four-star and five-star athletes. You know, these kids have become commodities. And when you hear the athletic director talking about what? The licensing deals that these college kids now get to make? If you live in the state of Wisconsin, you've probably seen the Pepsi commercials with mediocre quarterback Graham Mertz and sophomore standout Braylon Allen. I mean, and God bless him. If you can get paid in college, because we remember, Dom, I mean, it didn't used to be that way. I mean, the only paying off going in college was mostly in a McDonald's bag in a guy's locker.
Right, right. Some $100 bills in your sneakers after the game.
Well, that would happen, and certainly it was part of the recruiting and the playing process, but now they can cultivate these star players. They can bring them licensing deals. I just wonder, is that the role of the university? Because, I mean, this university, Dom, I don't know if you noted yesterday when the new head coach and his family flew into Truex Field here in Dane County, Wisconsin. Madison flew on a private Wisconsin jet. I didn't know the football program had its own jet. I mean, is that for, like, key recruits? You go pick them up at the airport?
You know, if it's the role of the university to pay for this the athletic departments the way they do, and you know, these are big dollar amounts for most universities. Certainly, it's their, if you're going to even get involved in it, certainly it's their role to do licensing deals to perhaps to bring people in if you can do it, or you could just pay them. You know, call me crazy. They are adults, 18 and over. You know, they get paid like everybody else. So I'd like to see some of that. But I mean, okay, great, good. Let's see some wins. But $6.5 million plus. Whoo,
Dom. That's the chump change. You know what else is being speculated? The Don McLean Center, once upon a time, a marvel. Not anymore. It's an 80-yard practice field. Football fields are 100 yards. So they want a full-size facility, and it has already been speculated. This guy, as part of his contract initially, when he went to Cincinnati, he made facility demands. Like, they had to upgrade their facilities so he could have a top flight, you know, athletic facilities to show off to his prospective athletes. Well, that facility, the replacement for the Don McLean Center, $300 million. Now you're really starting to add up to some money, man. Pretty soon we're going to be giving money to Foxconn.
Oh, that's a lot of money for a 6-6 team. I mean, can't you just cut it down a little bit and say, hey, here's a little bonus if you get to a bowl game. Here's a little bonus if you win the Rose Bowl. I mean,
all those bonuses
$1 million
are additionally in place. Those are incentives. Those are the fringe benefits, Dom. You know, unfortunately, you were never quite an athlete. You,
man, come on, Crew, what? I'm a total athlete, man. Anything you want to do, you want to go at, I am in, man. Bring it.
College
Bring
football.
Bring it. Sure. Well, I'll grab a football. You try to stop me.
I'll do that. That'd be fun.
It would be fun.
Yeah,
it would. It's been a while.
It would be. But, you know, we got to do it in a small, confined space. I'm not open field tackling.
Is there any hesitation with the kind of money we're throwing around here? Now you're talking about a $300 million practice facility on top of all of this. I mean, how much is too much, Crudy?
Well, you know, it depends on how big a practice facility they get. Here's what I would say. We were at the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, WMC. That's the big business lobby. We were at their luncheon when Paul Christ was introduced as the head coach. And speaking immediately before him was the monotonistic wanker, the former governor of the state of Wisconsin, Scott Walker. And it came off as a skosh political, if you'll recall, yeah, Dom. Not only was it an outside business lobbying group that was entirely supportive of Republicans, but, you know, basically Scott Walker warmed him up for Paul Christ. And I don't know who the worst public speaker is. I mean, Scott Wanker, very, the nose. I know we've all got it. We're in Wisconsin. But he's worse than most. But Paul Christ was a horrible communicator. I don't know how you pay anyone to head a program, how he's supposed to inspire young people. You inspire people by communicating with them. And Paul Christ was a horrible communicator, to my opinion. I've never seen him successfully string like three sentences together.
I get that, and you are, you know, public speaking in front of your team is one thing. Perhaps he's one of those that gets a little different when he gets in front of a different crowd. That's hard to say, but I do agree with you. I think obviously communication very important in the coaching, but you got to sell him, you got to bring him along. I think Fickell mentioned that. You know, it's one thing to get paid, it's one thing to do it, but you got to sell it, and you got to have them believe in what you're trying to do. Otherwise, they're not going to believe that they can do wonderful and courageous and awesome things if they're not buying down at the most basic level. So we'll see. I mean, obviously, it's been a disappointing season for the Badgers. Where do we stand now? How many games? A bowl game, right? What do we know?
We are bowl eligible, and here's what Crudy says. Decline the bowl. Decline the bowl. If you do not have a head coach in place, and I'm not clear that Luke Fickell would be able to coach the Badgers. I mean, who's going to coach their program? Right? Doesn't he have some obligation under contract? He may have to finish out the year. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, 2 weeks notice, something like that. So I'm not clear. Would you retain the outgoing coaching staff to coach you through the bowl game?
I mean, that's
Barry Alvarez coming out of retirement again to coach just one more game? I mean, it's going to have to be some bastardized version. But normally you take the bowl game because you want to develop your young players. You want more opportunities for these kids to practice.
Right.
And, you know, the Duke Mayo Blue Bonnet Garden State Bowl that's going to play off on December 22nd or some other non-prestigious night. Dom, I'm not clear that it's worthwhile for this program. No one's going. No one's going to the bowl game this year. Maybe if the new coach was representing the team, I'm less clear. I'm not 100% clear. But I'm not clear that this new coach would be clear to coach the Badgers in the bowl game. So what do you do then? You punt?
You punt, right? Forfeit the game? You don't do that, man.
No, you just decline the invitation. You just say it's 6-6. We really shouldn't be going to a bowl game.
Ah, but you got kids that busted their ass trying to get to a bowl game, man. Don't you owe them
something?
How many
of those kids are already going to be in the transfer portal before the bowl game rolls around? I mean, that's the real question. How many of these kids are leaving campus? Your star here at UW, Braylon Allen, the sophomore tailback, kid from Fond du Lac, he's still 18 years old. Talking about influenceable young people, this kid's 18. And his statement was, well, I'll stay as long as Coach Jim Leonard is the head coach here. Well, that kind of leaves the door open for your injured in the last game of the season. Is he going to go pad up and play in a bowl game if he doesn't know what next year brings?
Risk the injury?
Risk the NFL career, man. This guy is definitely heading to Sundays. So Braylon Allen, like a lot of those that preceded him, will have a well-paying Sunday afternoon job, about 3 hours a week. You know what I'm saying? Like the Jonathan Taylors and many, many other.
Right. So what? So was he really injured this last game, or did he pull the Rodney? Oh, my arm, it's broken. I don't know how you put a team together to play.
Saturday, he thought that Jim Leonard was going to be the head coach, right? On Saturday, you thought you were going to win back Paul Bunyan's axe. On Saturday, you thought you were going to get some of the respect you lost as a football program back, but it didn't happen. And ultimately, even the local beat writers, the sports writers here in Madison are like, oh, man, we got to get a different quarterback. Graham Mertz will be the death of Badger fans. And he's a nice kid. He seems like a very nice guy. I'm not criticizing this human being that goes out there and tries really hard. But he airmails more packages than UPS, man.
Sorry I missed the game.
You know,
sounds like a winner. When's the Big Ten championship?
This Saturday night, Purdue, who this Badger team beat, and Michigan. Michigan beat Ohio State over the weekend. No one's even talking about the fact that Michigan handed Ohio State their lunch on Saturday.
I was in Michigan over the weekend, and everybody was talking about it. They came out and stuck that Michigan flag right at the 50-yard line of Ohio State. It was glorious.
As mentioned before, and we'll move on from the sports talk. There are plenty of other headlines to discuss. But Luke Fickell was a player at Ohio State. He was a coordinator at Ohio State. He was the interim head coach at Ohio State. And much like Jim Leonard, he didn't get the full-time job. He got passed over. And he went on to coach the Bearcats. And then, obviously, moved back to the Big Ten. This was one of his destinations.
Yeah, and I think...
But he might have missed the destination last year, because last year, this non-Power 5 conference school that he coached, Luke Fickell, they were in the college football playoffs. So one of the big SEC programs, when they started hiring, he was committed. This actually probably worked out better for him. You know, this year he could move on if the right opportunity presented.
Well, for Jim Leonard, I think it's a good point. I mean, certainly it's a disappointment. Apparently he was blindsided by this news, wanted the job. But, you know, bigger and better things perhaps for Leonard. And as the incoming coach says, you know, change is constant. You know, evolution and growth is optional. And hopefully Leonard will take those opportunities to another program.
You know, someone shared with us, it's Ted Kellner's jet. Google him. It's worth a Google.
It's worth the Google.
844-967-2789. Devils Advocates Radio Show, a Monday edition. Dom, do you have a nice
Thanksgiving? Sports Talk Live!
Yeah, we're done with sports, basically.
Are we done? Is that
somebody jumps in and says, hey, anything man, else?
Okay.
Talk about right. That Packer game last night. Is it time to fire the Packers head coach?
Oh, I don't know, Kurt. You get
all the women
there,
in Wisconsin would... You know, have an axe to grind. They find that coach of the Badgers quite handsome, that LaFleur.
You know, and you know, over the of course, my Detroit Lions playing over the Thanksgiving holiday, and man, they tried so hard, they almost pulled, and then they lost. So, but what, tied for second with the Green Bay Packers and the NFC North, so way ahead of the Bears, which I love to see.
Well, the Bears do still suck.
Yes,
and if you'd like to call in and talk about how badly the Bears suck, we do play the Bears this Saturday at noon. The Packers do. And I think maybe Jordan Love will be the quarterback.
Saturday.
Sunday. My bad.
Okay.
Noon game. Sunday. You don't have to worry about a Badger game, at least not football, this Saturday, Dom. You know, no Big Ten championship game for us this year.
No.
6-6 does not get her done. Come back with us. We'll talk about the new Trump crime spree. You hear what Trump's being accused of?
What? More crimes?
Yes, new
of course
crimes.
He is, man. He's Donald Trump. He can't help himself. Every day he's doing something to break the law.
Well, we'll tell you all about it. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocate. Stay just on the right side of the law as long as we have to.
Money. So they say. Is a root of all evil today.
They say the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. In the same way, the journey to end poverty for good begins first with a child. A journey like this takes commitment from you and me. A commitment to end poverty for good. Learn how you can help at children.org right now.
The Devil's Advocates,
Well, if the rapture comes, I hope they take me and leave Dom.
If the rapture comes, we'll be here tomorrow, Mike, taking your calls. We certainly appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
Come on, man. You must mean the royal we.
So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Hey, if you want to go meet your maker, Crudy, don't let me stop you.
I'm your maker.
844.
You've already met him.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines always open for our fair audience at 844-967-2789.
Real quick, Tom, I want to acknowledge a shout-out I got from Batman over the course of the holiday weekend. Things to be thankful for. I jumped immediately to my name, but let me read just the conclusion of this piece from Matt Rothschild, our friend at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And third, I'm thankful for Civic Media, the new progressive radio network that's buying up stations all across Wisconsin, not only to counter the dominance of right-wing radio, but also to build civil dialogue at the local level, both of which have been desperately needing. Growing out of Devil Radio, the flagship station in Madison, founded by the irrepressible Michael Crute.
You and are repressed.
I had to look it up. I just wanted to make sure that I understood the definition of irrepressible. Dom, not able to be controlled or restrained or apparently employed. Probably all those things. Accurate. Thank you, Matt. Anyways, he said some other nice things, and I appreciate it. Matt, saying nice things about the Devil Radio and the expanding network, and here's why. Because it's important. And here's why that is. Dom, do you know in the next presidential election, 2024, there was a little CNN article out over the course of the weekend. I put it up on our Facebook page. If you don't like us there, why not? Devil's Advocates Radio. But effectively, do you realize there's only like 4 meaningful states in the entire nation anymore?
They include 5.
No, let's call it 4. Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, and the great state of Wisconsin. You can't tell me another state that will be meaningful and potentially in play in the 2024 elections. We might be down to 4 swing states, Dom. What's the 5th? What do you got? It's number 5.
Pennsylvania? How about Pennsylvania, man?
Pennsylvania. I mean, Fetterman by 5. The guy had a stroke and he won by 5. And he was clearly a diminished candidate post-stroke, Dom. And he still won by 5. Mastriano, he lost. So I would say 4. Look at Michigan. Gretchen Whitmer ran away from her Trump-endorsed opponent. It ain't Michigan. I mean, hell, I think the Republicans thought they were going to target Minnesota. But Minnesota, the legislature turned blue. Both houses and the governor's mansion. So Minnesota is probably reliably blue. Michigan, probably reliably blue. Now, having said that, a couple of formerly contested states like Ohio, states like Florida, no, they're entirely red now. I mean, in a blue Texas concept, I mean, I think we can move beyond that, right?
Yeah.
Greg Abbott beat Beto O'Rourke, who we all know, and he was well-funded, and he lost by double digits to Greg Abbott. Texas ain't turning blue. So, of the four states I mentioned, the only meaningful states in the nation, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, and Wisconsin, Joe Biden, I believe, only has to win one of those states to win re-election.
Curtis, CNN does mention Wisconsin. The picture is slightly more mixed for Democrats. Even amid intense economic discontent, Evers won re-election by about 90,000 votes, roughly triple his margin in 2018 when he unseated Scott Walker in a much better year for Democrats. Biden in 2020 won the state by about 20,000 votes. And while Republican Senator Ron Johnson won re-election, boo, he survived by only a little over 25,000 votes against Mandela Barnes, who Republicans had considered much too liberal to viably contest the state.
Well, what do you think about that, Don?
The math works out. I mean, it's hard to think that the entirety of the presidential election could turn on just those few states. But when you look at the numbers, that could entirely be the case.
A little bit more here. On the blue wall states, I came away feeling better about Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, said Greenberg. The remaining two Sunbelt states that flipped between 16 and 20 seem to move in opposite directions. Arizona continued to drift towards the Democrats, at least when presented with GOP nominees in the Trump mold. Democratic Senator Mark Kelly won re-election over Republican Blake Masters by a resounding 125,000 votes, roughly double the margin in Democratic Senator Kirsten Sinema's breakthrough victory in 18. And far more than Biden's 10,457 vote edge in the state. And while Democrat Katie Hobbs won the governor's race by about 17,000 votes over Trump acolyte Carrie Lake, now Trump came out over the weekend and said, make her the governor.
Appoint her, yes. Install her. Wow, authoritarian much, Trump?
Understand, Hobbs won by 17,000 votes. That represented a huge advance from Democrats nearly 340,000 vote loss in the 2018 gubernatorial.
Damn.
So that's over 350,000 votes shifting blue. In Georgia, by contrast, most results suggested a shift back towards the GOP. Governor Brian Kemp's roughly 300,000 vote margin over Democrat Stacey Abrams was nearly six times bigger than his 18 victory over her. And Republicans posted solid victories in all other major state contests as well. Only the U.S. Senate race broke this pattern with Warnock leading Walker in the initial results before next month's runoff. Now, a lot of early voting going on in Georgia. I think that bodes well for Warnock. Georgia may offer the most revealing measure of the opportunities and obstacles for Republicans to reverse the Democratic advantage in states that decided the presidency in 2020. In Senate balloting, Warnock crushed Walker, another Trump-backed nominee in the populous Atlanta suburbs, including Cobb and Gwinnett counties. Despite unhappiness with the economy, Warnock essentially matched Biden in capturing nearly 60% of the votes in two counties which voted reliably Republican not long ago. Cobb County used to be a very, very Republican county. 22 years ago, I believe it was like 60-40 red, a little bit more. This was indicative of a larger pattern this month. Even without Trump on the ballot, Democratic Senate and governor candidates match or even exceeded Biden's 2020 vote share in white-collar, largely suburban counties around the country that recoiled from the former president, a list that includes Maricopa in Arizona, Montgomery and Delaware in Pennsylvania, Dane County, where I live in Madison, we have always found Trump despicable, Arapahoe and Jefferson in Colorado, Oakland and Kent counties in Michigan. You used to live in Oakland County, right, Dom?
Yeah, I was just there this weekend.
Those populous counties provided Democrats huge margins. If they persist into 24, it will be extremely difficult for Republicans to win those states. In suburban places like these, if the Republican Party's focus in the future is going to be enforcing loyalty to Donald Trump, then we're done, said the former executive director of the Michigan GOP. Then we're done.
Done. I got to tell you, though, while I was in Detroit, I had the opportunity to, cousin, we're gassing up. We're going to go on the road, do some traveling. And there's a guy around the gas station in the parking lot. It was a beautiful day, walking around, big gas station, hawking Donald Trump hats. You know, Brandon, F. Brandon, all those, you know, literally walking up to every car, every person. You want to buy a hat? You want to buy a hat? There are still Trump flags flying in Oakland County, unfortunately.
Come back with us. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We ain't close to being done. The Happier Happy Hour is next.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.